You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Foreign investors are unlikely to enter the Indian government debt market despite attractive valuations deterred by near-term headwinds, including a depreciating rupee and high hedging costs, reported Reuters. India's 10-year benchmark bond has largely traded between 7.40 to 7.50% for more than a month now, comparable to the highest yielding debt in the Asian emerging markets of Indonesia and the Philippines. "The yield is attractive, but we don't have high conviction in the currency levels," said Jim Venue, head of Fixed Income Asia at AXA Investment Managers. "If we feel that the rupee is stable or would be volatile within a band, then we could say it's worth it for us to buy Indian bonds and leave them unhedged. But right now, it's not." Meanwhile, global steel giant ArcelorMittal on Thursday posted over a 78% fall in its net income to US$993 million for the September quarter, mainly due to low demand and higher energy costs. The company follows January to December fiscal year. ArcelorMittal recorded a net income for third quarter 2022 of US$993 million as compared to a net income for 2Q 2022 of US$3,923 million and a net income of US$4,621 million for 3Q 2021. Sales in July-September also fell 6% to US$19 billion, US$20.2 billion in the year-ago period, impacted primarily due to lower steel shipments, the company said. Total steel shipments in the third quarter stood at 13.36 million tons, lower than 14.6 million tons a year ago, largely reflecting weaker demand in Europe. In some more industrial updates, Kalyan Jewellers India on Thursday reported a 54.02% growth in consolidated profit after tax at Rs 105.92 crore during the quarter ended September 30th. The jewellery retailer's PAT stood at Rs 68.77 crore during the corresponding period of the previous financial year, Kalyan Jewellers India said in a regulatory filing. Revenue from operations of the company grew by 20.22% during the quarter under review to Rs 3,472.91 crore compared to Rs 2,888.69 crore in the same period a year ago. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, total revenue from operations of the company during the second quarter of FY23 was at Rs 601 crore as against Rs 360 crore in the same period last year. Moving on, next week, 20 high-impact and unique tech startups from Europe are on their way to India to explore, enter, and scale up in the market here. They are coming for the first-in-country flagship event, Blue Carpet Night, hosted by EU-India Inno Centre in Bengaluru. On November 15th, this event will showcase European innovation. These startups are coming under the EU-India Inno Centre, an initiative which has been funded by the European Union's Research and Innovation Framework Programme, Horizon 2020. The ambassador of the European Union to India, Hugo Astuto, will open the meet, which will facilitate a strategic networking platform for the startups and to converge with the Indian industries and ecosystem players. Besides showcasing their technologies and products, they will get an opportunity to talk about their plans to scale up in the Indian market. On to some tech updates. iPhone users can finally start using 5G internet services. Apple has finally released the iOS 16.2 beta update for compatible iPhones. The update brings 5G network support for Airtel and Jio phone beta users. The update brings 5G network support for Airtel and Jio iPhone beta users. The beta software update will be compatible with iPhone 12, iPhone 13, and iPhone 14 series, as well as iPhone SE. Note that this software update is available only for beta users, and an overall rollout is expected in December. For those unaware, beta software is always released in stages. It is first released as a developer beta, public beta, and then finally the actual stable release. This is done so as to test the software first and work on it based on the feedback received from the testers. In some other technology updates, Zoom at this year's annual event Zoomtopia 2022 launched several new features to enhance user experience. Zoom has come up with Zoom Virtual Agent, which will virtually solve all customer requests. Other than this, the company has also come up with Zoom Mail and Zoom Calendar, which will soon be out. Zoom Mail will help with exchanging emails, while Zoom Calendar will help in booking appointments, both integrated together. It is anticipated that by introducing this feature, Zoom has tried copying Google Meet. And lastly, the stock market. Domestic equity market benchmarks BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 closed 0.6% down on Thursday, a day of weekly F&O expiry. BSE Sensex fell more than 400 points, or 0.6%, to trade below 60,650, While NSE Nifty 50 index reclaims the 18,000 level from the bears to end mostly flat. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.